This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The big global economic and market story of the week beyond Iran sanctions lifted could be tomorrow's official reading of economic growth in China. Market participants in the U.S. have been obsessed by China's prospects, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Because China's economy and its economists are heavily influenced by the government, we already have a pretty good idea what the official GDP number will be, says Sean Miner at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
The target for last year was around 7%, so I think they'll need to be very close to that to project the image that they want.
China's communist leaders want to show they can manage an orderly transition to more moderate growth after the super-hot growth of the 90s and 2000s. Cornell economist Eswar Prasad says whether China's actually growing at 7% or a bit more or less, what matters is the economy is slowing down.
China, since the global financial crisis, has been the biggest contributor to global GDP growth. So when it slows, it has a huge effect on the world economy.
For instance, on crude oil prices, which have plummeted as China's factories use less oil, and on stock markets worldwide. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.